Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin dips to 36,400 as Ukraine move sends Russian ruble to six-year lows versus the U.S. dollar. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, and as shared here by Holger, looks like Bitcoin will not be a safe haven in geopolitical crises. Digital gold has plummeted to below 37,000, while gold has risen above 1,900 per ounce. Correlation between digital and analog gold is now even negative. Narrative that digital gold is a better way to escape has not panned out. In Ukraine, and crypto analyst Mikhail Van They Pop shares, it's actually great to see that gold is doing really well in these times of heavy uncertainties, crawling upwards while risks on assets like stocks and Bitcoin are having a hard time. And as Matthew Hyland shares here, 39,600 is now the new key resistance. The Bitcoin bulls must get back above. And as Plan B creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model updates us here, Bitcoin 200-week moving average still increasing. Ignore volatility. Focus on the trend. And quoting Indira Kempis, the Mexican senator, we need Bitcoin to be a legal tender in Mexico, because if it is not so, if we do not make that decision as El Salvador did, it is very difficult to take action. And this just in, breaking news, Russian lawmaker says Bitcoin legalization bill will be an example for other countries. And Max Kaiser's response to this is the only news coming out of Russia that matters right now. All legacy border BS and stale Cold War nonsense means absolutely nothing in the age of Bitcoin. And he also says, I've always said that Bitcoin adoption is primarily driven by the ongoing multi-decade trend of bank failures and failed states. With Canada, we have both. Any Canadian whose net worth is not entirely Bitcoin-based will soon be destitute. Also in today's show, flurry of SEC filing shows that 2022 is the year that institutions dive into Bitcoin, according to Invest Answers. That's right, the SEC indicates a growing interest from institutional investors to buy Bitcoin. From just under 60 in the last quarter of 2021, the number of SEC 13F filings that mention Bitcoin increased to nearly 160 in the first 2 months of 2022. Also in today's show, pro-Bitcoin president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, to offer citizenship for foreign investors. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, I'm sending 52 legal reforms to Congress to remove the red tape, reduce bureaucracy, create tax incentives, citizenship in exchange for investments, new securities, law, stability, contracts, etc. The plan is simple. As the world falls into tyranny, we'll create a haven for freedom. And he also shares that El Salvador's GDP grew 10.3% in 2021. And now its exports, which is the main driver of economic growth, grew 13% this January compared to January of 2021. Also in today's show, veteran trader Tone Vaes unveils realistic bearish price target for the king of all crypto and says Bitcoin can be in trouble. Quoting the veteran trader right here, we're all below the moving averages. The 200-day moving average is about to start declining. This is not a good sign. This is a bad-looking daily chart. If this candle closes below 38,500, it is pretty bad. This arrow pointing to $25,000 is somewhat realistic. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely in the green while most of the major alts are correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The Bitcoin fell to fresh lows on February 22nd as the aftermath of Russia's expected incursion into Ukraine triggered more market woes. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView showed Bitcoin reaching 36,400 on Bitstamp overnight on Tuesday, its lowest since February 3rd. Now, volatility had been high as Russian President Vladimir Putin delivered a speech lasting almost an hour on the state of the conflict in Ukraine. Putin had ended by recognizing the two breakaway republics in the country's east, subsequently ordering Russian troops into what is officially Ukrainian territory. Now, stocks and risk assets fell as a result, with Russian companies predictably suffering as nerves over a full-scale war escalated. Now, the Russian ruble fell in tandem, passing the 80 per dollar mark and encroaching on its record lows of 85.6 from 2016. Sanctions from the West were expected later on in the day, likely fueling for the losses. Now, a surprise winner was gold, which managed to avoid losses to shore up its safe haven status, unlike Bitcoin. Quoting Holger right here on crypto Twitter, looks like Bitcoin will not be a safe haven in geopolitical crises. Digital gold has plummeted below 37,000, while gold has risen above $1,900 per ounce. Correlation between digital and analog gold is now even negative. Narrative that digital gold is better way to escape has not panned out in Ukraine. Now, year to date, gold was up over 6% at the time of this recording, while Bitcoin traded down 23%. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van Apop, it's actually great to see that gold is doing really well in these times of heavy uncertainties, crawling upwards while risk on assets like stocks and Bitcoin are having a hard time. And Holger also shares that gold, the longtime haven, has climbed back above $1,900 per ounce on Ukraine tensions. Investors have been building up positions in bullion-backed ETFs over recent weeks. Now let's discuss the on-chain metrics. Russia thus took center stage for Bitcoin traders, who on Monday watched gloomily as storm clouds gathered over the Asian markets. A tech stock rout on the back of a fresh regulatory crackdown from China had sparked 2 days of considerable downside for some of the biggest equity bets, including Tencent. Quoting crypto analyst Matthew Hyland here, 39,600 is now the new key resistance the Bitcoin bulls must get back above. And he added that the moving average convergence/divergence on the 3-day chart was now primed to print a bearish crossover in direct contrast to previous hopes that a bullish breakout could proceed fresh. Bitcoin price strength, as he shares right here, Bitcoin 3-day MACD bearish cross looming. So there you have it. And sentiment also took a hit from the latest events, with the crypto greed and fear index now down to a 20 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 25, last week a 46, and last month an 11 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the crypto greed and fear index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. When investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. And checking out the latest update from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, Bitcoin 200 week moving average still increasing. Ignore volatility, focus on the trend. That's right. And quoting Mexican Senator Indira Kempis, we need Bitcoin to be legal tender in Mexico, because if it is not so, if we do not make that decision as El Salvador did, it's very difficult to take action. And breaking news just in, Russian lawmaker says Bitcoin legalization bill will be an example for other countries. And Max Kaiser chimed in, this is the only news coming out of Russia that matters right now. All legacy border BS and stale Cold War nonsense means absolutely nothing in the age of Bitcoin. And Max also shares, I've always said that Bitcoin adoption is primarily driven by the ongoing multi-decade trend of bank failures in failed states. With Canada, we have both. Any Canadian whose net worth is not entirely Bitcoin-based will soon be destitute. And Max Kaiser also says that $220,000 is still in play for the king of all crypto this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Orange Pill podcast host. And before I break down next story of the day, flurry of SEC filing shows that 2022 is year that institutions dive into Bitcoin, according to Invest Answers. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin up about 0.5% for the day, maintaining at about $37,700. We have Ethereum down 0.3%, trading at about $2,600. Luna in the green, up about 6%, trading just above $52. Solana down almost 4%, trading just under $85. And XRP down a whopping 8.5%, trading just above 70 cents. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto analyst says that institutional money will come for Bitcoin in 2022 and drive up the price of the benchmark crypto asset. In a new video, the host of Financial Education YouTube channel, Invest Answers, shout out to Invest Answers, tells his 412,000 1,000 YouTube subs that filings with the U.S. SEC indicates a growing interest from institutional investors to buy Bitcoin. From just under 60 in the last quarter of 2021, the number of SEC 13F filings that mention Bitcoin increased to nearly 160 in the first 2 months of this year. Quoting him here, this is the number of SEC 13 filings that mention Bitcoin per quarter, and it's gone up nearly 3x. And this is for asset managers that manage over $100 million in assets for clients. They have to disclose their equity holdings and other digital asset holdings as well. So remember, smart money is coming quarter one 2022. They are knocking on the door, and that going from 58 mentions to 160 is a huge explosion. The analyst also says that despite the current weakness in the market, the price of Bitcoin will explode once institutional money goes to crypto, as he shares here. Will the arrival of institutional money cause a price surge? The answer is yes. And Kevin O'Leary said as much. He expects this money to completely change the game. So does Raoul Powell. So do I. So do many others. If you look at Glassnode statistics today as well, you see that 80% of the transactions, 80% of the volume is institutional, $1 million plus transactions. This is what's driving the market right now. So despite the weakness and uncertainty, just remember, big picture, when the institutions come in, they play for 6, 12, 24 months before they actually pull the trigger. 2022, I believe, is the year they will pull the trigger. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And to watch this entire video analysis entitled Proof Institutions Are Coming for Your Bitcoin, the Silent Whale That You Didn't Know About, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, pro Bitcoin president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, to offer citizenship for foreign investors. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.7 trillion with $111 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 42.1%, with the Ether dominance at 18.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100 cryptocurrencies for the week, the only three we see in the green out of 100 is Luna, up 6.5%. We got Toncoin up 6.4% and HBAR up 2.3%. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele, shout out to Bukele, wants to offer citizenship to those who invest in the small Central American nation. President Bukele took to Twitter to inform the crypto community on Sunday that he was sending a list of 52 legal reforms to Congress. And among the most notable proposals, Bukele called for the removal of red tape, reducing bureaucracy, creating tax incentives, and most importantly, offering citizenship to foreigners looking to invest in the nation. As he shared here on crypto Twitter, I'm sending 52 legal reforms to Congress to remove red tape, reduce bureaucracy, create tax incentives, citizenship in exchange for investments, new securities, law, stability contracts, etc. The plan is simple. As the world falls into tyranny, we'll create a haven for freedom. And that's exactly what's happening right now. The world is falling into tyranny. Look what's happening in Canada. So much respect to Nayib Bukele. And checking out Dennis Porter's response, incredible leadership. The USA needs to follow this path. And if they won't, the states should pick up the mantle. Couldn't agree more. And Justin Sun, the creator of Tron, responded, CBI, citizenship by investment project is the key. I would like to join El Salvador citizenship once the project is live. And we already know that Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert have become citizens of El Salvador. So much respect. And let me know if you're thinking of doing the same. Now, Bukele has become a flag bearer for Bitcoin adoption, but an equally controversial figure in international politics for the same reasons. Recently, a bipartisan group of senators in the United States introduced new legislation seeking to mitigate risks posed by El Salvador's adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender. As he shares right here, okay, boomers, you have zero jurisdiction on a sovereign and independent nation. We are not your colony, your backyard, or your front yard. Stay out of our internal affairs. Don't try to control something you can't control. Very powerful words and much respect to Nayib Bukele. And this is what Bukele was responding to the United States Committee on Foreign Relations, quoting them here. El Salvador recognizing Bitcoin as official currency opens the door for money laundering cartels and undermines U.S. interests, said Dr. Cassidy. If the United States wishes to combat money laundering and preserve the role of the dollar as a reserve currency of the world, we must tackle this issue head on. We all know they're shaking in their boots because Bitcoin is a direct threat to the central banking system. Now, El Salvador is all set to launch its much anticipated $1 billion Bitcoin volcanic bonds in March of next month. The funds generated from the bonds would be used to build the world's first Bitcoin city. El Salvador made history last year in September when it became the first country in the world to make Bitcoin a legal tender alongside the U.S. dollar. And while most international organizations, including the World Bank and the IMF, continue to issue warnings against the ill impacts of using Bitcoin as legal tender, the country reportedly achieved a gross domestic product growth of over over 10%, the highest in its history. As Bukele shares here, El Salvador's GDP grew 10.3% in 2021. And now its exports, which is the main driver of economic growth, grew 13% this January compared to January 2021. Are we looking at yet another double-digit GDP growth this year? Oh, by the way, El Salvador never had a double-digit GDP growth before 2021. And director over at VanEck, Gaber Gerbax, wrote, "Congrats, Nayib Bukele. You also got a lot of support on this poll. El Salvadorians like you." And he asked right here, "Who would you pick as president for your country?" And of course, 75.4% said Nayib Bukele, 14% said Vladimir Putin, 6% Sleepy Joe Biden, and 3% the dictator Justin Trudeau himself. And before I break down our final story of the day, veteran trader Tone Vaes unveils realistic bearish price target for the king of all crypto and says Bitcoin could be in trouble. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasting platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Seasoned trader Tone Vaes, shout out to Tone, warns Bitcoin traders that the leading crypto is at risk of igniting another sell-off event. In a new strategy session, Vaes tells his 120,000 YouTube subscribers that Bitcoin's price action and technical indicators are all flashing bearish signals. As he shares here, we are below all the moving averages. The 200-day moving average is about to start declining. That is not a good sign. This is a bad-looking daily chart. If this candle closes below 38,500, it is pretty bad. This arrow pointing to 25,000 is somewhat realistic. There is a possibility of a snapback to the 50-day moving average. We may be double bottoming again with 36,500. And then from there, this disaster can occur. And you can see the disaster pinpointed right here in this chart, showing us going all the way down to around that $25,000 mark. And although Vaes is bearish on Bitcoin in the short to medium term, the veteran analyst still believes that Bitcoin will eventually surge above its all-time high of 69,000, which we hit back in November of last year, catalyzed by macroeconomic factors. As he says here, in a world of inflation, in a world of tyrannical governments confiscating your money, Bitcoin will eventually break above this double top and break out above the double top with a vengeance. Remember, the longer Bitcoin is depressed below 65,000, the more violent the move to the upside is going to be. And he makes a great point. And he also says, to me, this is pretty much a fact. When is it going to happen? I don't know. And based on Tone Vaes chart, you can see right here on your screen, shows Bitcoin rallying above $100,000. When do you feel that is likely to happen? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And to check out this entire video analysis with Tone Vaes entitled Bitcoin in a Bit of Trouble, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now, we also have influencers having a change of heart about Bitcoin, as DHH shares here. I still can't believe that this is the protest that would prove every Bitcoin crank a profit. And for me to have a slice and piece of humble pie and to admit that I was wrong on crypto's fundamental necessity in Western democracies, very powerful words. Another breaking news, Thailand's stock exchange to allow trading with Bitcoin and crypto, mass adoption, let's freaking go. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin dips to 36,400 as Ukraine move sends Russian ruble to six-year lows versus the US dollar. And we also discussed a flurry of SEC filings shows that 2022 is the year that institutions dive into Bitcoin, according to Invest Answers. Also in today's show, we discuss pro-Bitcoin president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, to offer citizenship for foreign investors, as well as veteran trader Tone Vaes unveils realistic bearish price target for Bitcoin. It says Bitcoin could be in trouble, but where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top comments from yesterday's episode, Ecoin wrote, "Aloha JV, great show as always. Looks like it's going to be an interesting week Buckle up. Yes, indeed, fam. I am strapped in and ready for a wild ride. Let's go. Our next featured comment comes from UFO Nut, who wrote, "Great video as always. Thanks for consolidating the major updates and bite-sized facts. You the man. You're very welcome, fam. My pleasure. Thanks so much for tuning in. HODL."